You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn joins us now to daydream a bit about donning a black robe and filling a seat on the nation's highest court.
And a very good morning to you all. Do you know what job I'd really love? I'd really love to be a Supreme Court Justice. Man, that is one cool job. No matter what you do, they can't fire you. You get to sit in a really big, comfortable chair and the National Gallery will lend you works of art while you're in office. Now, granted, I don't know my Third Circuit Court of Appeals from my bankrupt circuit City Special Deals, but that's neither here nor there. And frankly, nobody knows anywhere where it is. Someone might have left it at the petrol station when we filled up. Can you say the word filled? I suppose it sounds better than fulled. And there, look there, right on cue, as if to illustrate my whole point. There, my friends, you have two perfectly good examples of the dissection of language to explore true meanings. And if that's not a great qualification for being a Supreme Court judge, then I am not the author of Somewhere in Ireland, A Village is Missing an Idiot. Actually, I'm not, but don't you just love the title? The ability to unearth meaning from sentences that have all the clarity of oxtail soup? No problem. Hey, I teach second grade. Some second graders write sentences of such obfuscation. See, I can use big Latinate words as well. They would make reading James Joyce look like reading Dick and Jane or See Spot Run. As a Supreme Court Justice, you need to be able to disentangle the imbroglio. Yeah, more big Latinate words. To sift through legal tracts and glean from them what the intent of the author was. I'm referring here, of course, to the authors of the Constitution. But your eye disentangle every day. Every day I have to listen to some second grade kid explain to me why the answer to a math problem might be something like a black eye. Huh? You give a kid a problem like, if you had 10 candy bars and Johnny stole half them, what would Johnny have? Answer, a black eye. It's obvious. And no, you don't need to be a qualified anything to be a Supreme Court Justice. You don't have to have any vocational qualifications whatsoever. You could be a complete write-off, qualified to do absolutely nothing. Huh? Like a congressman, for example. And you could be elected a Supreme Court Justice. Former Senator Majority Leader, Senator George Mitchell, was asked by Bill Clinton to take the place of Supreme Court Justice Blackmun. Now, the senator from Maine had at the time already announced that he was not running for re-election, so there appeared to be few obstacles in his way of accepting the challenge. But Mitchell turned down the offer because he wanted to push forward with his healthcare reform initiative, which, as we all know, floundered. And so Mitchell ended up with nothing. The guy was a complete loser. Well, apart from being the man that single-handedly cleaned up baseball with his eponymous Mitchell report. And, okay, he was chairman of Disney afterwards, and then he went on to be on the boards of Xerox and FedEx. And yes, I know he was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for the work that he did in Northern Ireland, because otherwise, if he weren't there, they'd still be slaughtering each other daily. And yes, I have heard about the fact that he is special envoy for peace in the Middle East, which is unquestionably the toughest job in the world. But apart from that, what has he done, huh? He should have accepted the offer of Supreme Court Justice. He should have taken the money and ran when he was presented with the opportunity of a pensionable, lifelong job in a nice office, in a nice comfy chair in Washington. Hang on a second. I'd have to work in Washington? As Fagin would say in the musical Oliver, I think I'd better think it out again. Have a lovely day. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.